Now, back to The Drive with Steve Jackson, live and local on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and 94.5 in Petaluma.
Yeah, Theater Thursday with Harry Duke. He's back with us. Joining us in studio is Michael Fontaine from Cinnabar Theater. And on the phone, Laura Jorgensen from Cinnabar Theater. They're presenting a play called The Lady with All the Answers. Now, this sounds fascinating to me, and what's really fascinating is, from what I understand, Laura, you are playing Ann Landers.
That's right. Hi, Steve and Harry and Michael.
I think that's Ann a perfect that's perfect casting. I can't wait to see you do this role.
It was quite a challenge, but she's a big personality, and I found it really delightful to develop the character.
We are all of a certain age, shall I say, and we know who Ann Landers is or was. You want to give us a clue as to why there's a play written about Ann Landers?
I think that she's very today's present moment and things. I think it's very interesting to look at her because she wrote during the 50s, 60s, and 70s and 80s, but she is incredibly open and, receptive to changing her opinions and things as the culture changed. And I think she's was ahead of her time. And but now with everything with Facebook and stuff, we don't really have like that newspaper columnist person.
So, Michael, what did Ann Landers write? For folks who don't know that name,
Ann Landers wrote an advice column. She took over from a woman who was a nurse who had been writing for a while, who died, and then Eppie Lederer, also known as Ann Landers, took over the column, and she would write a daily column offering advice, written responses to people who had written in letters telling them the story of their lives, the problems that they were experiencing in their marriages, raising their children, being gay, being in the military, the Vietnam War, a wide range of topics that people would write her about, and she would respond to all of these people with personal advice. And in this play, she talks about how her own perceptions of a lot of the topics that she wrote back to her readers, she had 60 million readers, she talks about how, by hearing from these people, their stories, she changed her own views about many things and became a much more liberal, open-minded Midwestern woman.
She was a big shot in her time, definitely. And what I always found fascinating was that her twin sister was Abigail Van Buren, better known as Dear Abby.
Yes, indeed.
And
yes,
they both did the same gig, basically.
Well,
in some ways.
Well, and Laura can comment on this, and I'll just set this little statement up. That one of the the through lines of this play, The Lady with All the Answers, which I have to say is a delightful play. I really love Ann Landers in this play, is her relationship with her sister. Now, her sister never appears on stage, of course, but the rivalry between the two of them and how the Dear Abby column emerged without Ann even knowing it was going to happen was a real shock for Ann. Laura, what kind of things might you share about the relationship between Popo and Epi?
Yeah, their nicknames were Popo and Epi. Ann Landers was Pauline Esther, and Dear Abby was Esther Pauline. They were identical twins raised in Iowa, and they had a very close relationship. And I think when they both started on these careers, there are some sisterly rivalry, certainly came up. And I think one of the funny and more poignant things about the play is how she tries to, that she looks at her relationship with her sister and how it's been, how she's had to deal with her sister all through her life and in different ways that she's had to grow with it.
And there's a relevant thematic point that is brought up that Anne says, or Epi says, that her mother said, you should think of you and your sister as two halves of the same eggs. And then as the play is unfolding, and Anne is going through this, it's the most difficult column she's ever written in her life, is the through line in this particular two-act play about Anne Landers. And she makes a comparison between Epi Lederer and Anne Landers, two halves of the same egg. And so there's a parallel between her and her sister, and then her alter ego as a columnist, and then herself. And very interesting, very funny. It's a very, wouldn't you say, Laura, there's a lot of funny.
I would think
lines.
So.
Oh my God.
Now, it is a one-person show. It is just Laura as Anne Landers, correct?
That is true. And I tell you, I was amazed. Laura came into rehearsals early on, almost off book for Act One, and very quickly off book for Act Two, and I was very admiring of her ability to do that. One thing I will say, you know, doing a show like this in this time of COVID, you know, there's lots of table work that actors do prior to the start of staging, and we were fortunate in that there just was one actor, Laura, and me, the director, and the stage manager. There were just the three of us. But we could do the table work on Zoom and just have the conversations on Zoom, explore the text, and then we got together at the theater and began working on it, socially distanced, of course, with our masks, with all the doors, all the windows open. But it was a nice contrast to discover how fun Anne Landers was, how delightful this play was in the midst of being in a world that is experiencing a crisis, that we had this bubble of joy that we were able to work on.
I love this here. It says, she was a Midwestern woman who spent half a century speaking out on issues previously only whispered about in public, from sexual bondage to homosexuality, to how to properly hang toilet paper.
Yeah, hilarious. there are, you know, how many letters did she get? One of the things that Anne talks about is the number of letters she got on particular topics. And Laura, how many thousands of letters did she get on having the proper way to hang toilet paper?
Oh, what did she get? 15,000 letters.
Yes.
Did she want to go under the roll or over the roll?
She was behind. She was next to the
back
wall.
Against the wall.
She was back against the wall.
Yes, she talked about that.
Wrong.
I disagree with that.
I'm already not liking this play.
You know, when the Eagles were all living together in the 70s, working on an album, and they were all coked up and crazy and fighting all the time. One of the big fights had to do with how to hang the wallpaper, the toilet paper.
That's
and
not
they,
right. Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
They would fight about that.
Yeah.
So as I understand it, Anne Landers started in San Francisco, correct?
No.
See, I'm always confusing Anne Landers and Dear Abby.
Dear Abby. And that was the big shock for Anne, is her sister, Abby, a.k.a. Popo, had served as her assistant for a little while because Anne didn't have a secretary. Well, within a matter of a short period of time, suddenly Popo's, Dear Abby's, column appears in the San Francisco Chronicle. And so it was a real shock. So Abby premiered in San Francisco.
So let's talk about how you're doing this play, what audiences can expect. We're not talking about live theater. We're not talking about coming to Cinnabar, sitting in the house.
It's
and
streaming,
watching.
Folks.
It's streaming. So, Michael, can you talk about how this was put together?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. You know, many of us have been on Zoom and seen the limitations of Zoom. Well, this is nothing like the Zoom experience in that we have a full set, full costumes, full theatrical lighting. We have four cameras, three cameramen who have filmed this production as though it was a motion picture, but it's for the stage. And I watched an edited version of it, first cut on Monday, and it was delightful because the camera moves in for the close-up on Laura's reactions to things, and you realize you're in the midst of this woman's high-rise Chicago office space, and it has none of the limitations of Zoom. It's a fully realized production. It just happens to be filmed.
So yeah, which is wonderful. And is it being filmed at the theater?
It was. We filmed it actually 2 weeks ago yesterday. Isn't that right, Laura? Two weeks ago yesterday.
Yeah, two weeks ago.
And we had the luxury also, if there were a few little parts that Laura felt or the cameraman felt that we should reshoot, we could say cut, go back, reshoot those things. And then, so we filmed it 2 weeks ago, and then over the last, the 10 days that followed, it was in the editing process. And so, so there's nothing about this production that's shortchanged in terms of production values. And so it's a really high quality. And I want to mention that I bought tickets to stream it tomorrow at 2, and then a week from Saturday. And the process for buying tickets online at CinnabarTheater.org is really easy. It's just like going to a box office and buying a ticket, and your ticket that you receive sends you a link with a code that you just put in the code on Showtime, and access the live stream performance.
And they can start seeing this on tomorrow, actually.
It premieres tomorrow afternoon, actually, at 2 o'clock.
Two shows each day at 2 and 7:30. I love that. Laura, how much research did you have to do? I mean, as Harry said, we're all of a certain age, except for Mike.
We're
hip to Ann Landers and Dear Abby, but, I mean, what kind of research did you do?
Well, you know, I read Ann Landers as a kid growing up, and so I kind of knew a little bit. But I had to, you know, the play is actually a lot of it. Really goes, it tells you a lot about what she is about and what happened to her in her life. But you know, there's little things all around about Ann Landers on the internet. So I certainly looked at that, and just, you know, kind of delved into her, the other letters that she. There's a book that she wrote, and you can, you know, dip into that a little bit too. But she was just a real interesting character, and there's you can find a lot about her. I just want to say that during this time of COVID, I just want to say how wonderful it was for me to have this opportunity to rehearse a full play, and I want to thank Cinnabar and thank Michael and to thank Ann Landers. who knew she was. You know, she came across in the newspaper as very, you know, a certain kind of person you looked at, but she had a lot more going on as well.
Okay, I want to get out there for folks who are interested in seeing this show, that again, it opens tomorrow afternoon. It runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There's a 2 o'clock performance and a 7:30 p.m. performance. If you go to CinnabarTheater.org, all the information will be there for you to figure out how to buy a ticket and how to see a show. And we have one free pass for a person to call us at 707-636-1350. If you give us your name, your email address, and your phone number, Cinnabar Theater will email to you how to access your free showing of The Lady with All the Answers, the Ann Landers story, a one-woman show being produced by Cinnabar, and streaming starting tomorrow, September 18th.
My dear friend Laura Jorgensen and Michael Fontaine from Cinnabar Theater. It's Lady with All the Answers, starting to stream tomorrow, 2 p.m., 7:30 each day. So check it out. I know I have to. I have to see my friend Laura playing Ann Landers. This ought to be great. Everything good with you, my dear?
Oh, yeah. It's just all right. Everything's all right.
Okay,
how about
cool.
You?
All right, guys. Break legs.
Thank you.
Michael,
thank you.
Laura,
thank you.
Thanks. We'll talk soon. That's it. ABC News correspondent Andy Field live from D.C. coming up on KSRO.
A little preparation will make you and your family safer in an emergency. A week's worth of food and water, radio, flashlight, batteries, and a first aid kit are a good start. To learn more, visit safetyactioncenter.pge.com.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.